You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Caitlin Brodnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams. Guys, we love scams. We love you. Love scams. We talk about scams. This is just for fun. We do our research, but we also do a lot of things in a day. We can't remember everything.
All the things that I do. They're countless.
So this is just this is for fun. Don't take us too seriously and you'll sue me seriously. Okay. We're doing the best we can.
We're doing our best. You guys, our guest today is someone that I've known for a long time and someone who is hilarious and fascinating and does great reporting and great work. She writes for Spin and she writes for everything in the world. please welcome Maggie Sirota.
Woo! Sue, great to see you.
Yay! I miss you. Great.
I miss you too. Am I going to have to move to LA like everyone else in my life?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
I think that's what I'm sensing. Everybody just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's.
Sue's blushing. She's like, yes, you will all migrate here.
The weather's great.
So Maggie is here to talk about my favorite topic in the world, infomercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Kevin Trudeau, right?
Infomercials are just part of his scam.
Okay.
And I guess I should do a disclaimer. I've done no reporting on this story. I'm just my qualification, fan of infomercials.
Fan.
Great.
That's all you need to be.
Appreciating the art of infomercials.
I love them.
Yes, you can have a photographic memory.
I feel like I'm using more of my mind. I don't know. They say that you only use a fraction of your brain, but I feel like I've been using more of my brain ever since I've taken this memory course.
The impact from the memory course is so powerful. Now my memory is 700% more powerful than it was before.
You can get better grades with less study time.
You think of the time that you made and the effort you put forward to find out you failed, it hurts inside. I remember crying after some tests I've taken. And then when I took the Mega Memory course, everything just turned around. And there's no words to describe what it has done. I mean, the feeling inside is just like a new me, a new person. Because when you looked at the paper and I saw my first day, it was like, was it really me who did it?
Having a better memory will enable me to get better grades in school and higher SAT scores.
Okay, so Maggie knows scams. She knows the scam artists.
Maggie's read a Wikipedia page or two.
Yeah. Oh, that's honestly all you need to do to get in here.
Bitch knows her way around a hot link.
Yes.
Give me a Twitter link, a hot link, your mom's link. I don't care.
A cold link, any link,
anything.
Sausage link. Ugh.
Yeah.
Lord.
My favorite thing about infomercials are that in this infomercial, they stuff in those 3 minutes whatever the product is, not only that you'll use it, your cousin, your mm-hmm. sister, your long lost friend. Honestly, if you want to get back in touch with your roots, mm-hmm. your roots will use this. I mean, like literally they have a solution that it's not just for you. It will improve your entire family and your well-being.
Are you talking about the totality of infomercials or yes. just the kind of weird, bizarre, ever-morphing empire that Kevin Trudeau ran?
Well, I'm talking about every all infomercials, but Kevin Trudeau's yeah. is incredible. And yeah. you can get into this more, is that he wasn't just a guy who had like a super wrench that did 17 different wrenching things. He mm-hmm. had...
No, and he was no Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
Ron Popeil, the god.
Ron Popeil.
Yeah. No Ron.
What was Ron Popeil's thing? The Baconator or something?
No, I mean, he did so many as seen for TV products, but yeah. the one that will always stick for me is the actual marketing name was GLH Formula Number 9, but it was actually the men's bald spot, like hairspray.
Yes. yes.
Oh, where he just God. Like, you just like spray on a hair helmet and that was.
yes.
And it worked yeah. for him.
Paint.
There's a great probably clip on YouTube, but like in way early Conan, Ron Popeil showed up and like gave like a little demonstration of all his products. I remember Conan O'Brien taking the hairspray and just like spraying hair on the fish that was soaking for like another demonstration, like a cooking one of his cooking days. Oh. He's like, I'm putting hair on the fish.
Amazing.
But it's just kind of like totally like roasting this like con man right in front of his face. It's just kind of like one of those great moments.
We gotta say it.
Yeah.
The con artist of today mm-hmm. not only sold, you know, one item in an infomercial, he would just keep reinventing himself.
Yes. And yeah, it's a great
create. He wasn't a sales as seen on TV person. He created his own products over and over and over again.
And when he couldn't create actual physical products to sell in a store, then he would like circumvent that by self-publishing books,
right.
which were protected under the First Amendment. So like right. a lot of products, if you've ever watched a bunch of garbage TV, you know, in the
90s. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, women of a certain age probably remember, like, at a certain point at 2 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. like all these fake talk shows coming up.
Yes,
in the evening.
And Kevin Trudeau was like the kind of pioneer of many of these fake talk shows. And he got in trouble with the FTC, I think, for almost everything he tried to sell, including yes. his books. Like,
right.
But so one thing he was selling was a mega memory system, which the FTC was like, no, this is really the claims you're making are fraudulent.
Right. This isn't real.
He sold like a diet system mm-hmm. and he's like the pitch man. And he has this kind of like really doughy dad bod in the infomercial. And it's like not stopping
and he
him
keeps saying like,
yeah,
yeah. Because you can watch clips on mm-hmm. YouTube. The funnest clips are. And it's early 2000s, but he was big in the 90s, I think.
Yes,
right?
90s,
but
he really
peaked. The
only
clips are from the 2000s, I guess, when people are thinking it was sort of funny and catchy.
Well, also, like, when he gets into the 2000s, his scams just kind of get weirder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he tries to start that, like, international pool tour and just, yeah. like, stiffs everyone.
Yes.
And,
so, okay, yeah. so if you put him on Wikipedia really quick, you'll see that he is, like, a fan of pool, playing pool, a con artist, and he started as a used car salesman.
Yeah,
and
basically, that was great. Like, yeah, that was the perk.
It's so clear. Like, if you, any of his infomercials, he's selling a book of home remedies like a used car salesman.
Yeah, he's a complete, like, he is the modern snake oil, like, salesman. He's exactly what I think of.
Let's start at the beginning. So is he...
Well, there's a lot of twisty, windy roads, so mm-hmm. I can't, like, fault. I mean, I feel like it's impossible for me
it's
to tell the...
Confusing.
Like, explore every, like...
But he bursts onto the market,
mm-hmm.
onto the infomercial market with used cars sales.
No.
His first job was
a used car salesman. He's also had, I believe, three different wives.
And they're all, like...
Eastern European.
Yes. Or, no, one was from Norway, but yeah. And one, like...
Yugoslavia...
And Ukraine.
Yes.
And the last one he like kind of funneled a scam through, like apparently according to him now lives in the Ukraine again.
Well, they're not divorced, I don't believe. And she still does some of his work.
That's
like
insane.
One of his businesses. Because, okay, so this con artist.
Mm-hmm.
I guess,
see how many roads you can go down with this?
I know, it's really confusing. So if you Google
but
him
it's
up.
It's so great.
Kevin
like it's
Trudeau.
A fun road.
Yeah. What I remember, how I first was introduced to him, is I was watching... I loved TV as a kid. I really wanted.
Oh, we've established. I think we've all established our mutual love of TV as a kid.
And my favorite thing was on on during like sick days where you'd have to stay home and you could watch everything.
Sally Jesse brings out all the neo Nazis.
Yes.
You know,
So he would. Mm-hmm. I remember this actually the other day because I burned myself. I was cooking pasta and like lifted the pasta out haphazardly and the boiling noodle pasta landed on my wrist. And I was like, God damn, like I can't do anything right. But I thought to myself, the first thing anytime I burn myself is in the infomercial, he's going, you don't put butter on a burn. And other things in my book of 100 home remedies that no one tells you about. And all of his books have this. A lot of his titles have this quote that they don't want you to know, that they, the government, don't want you to know, that they, the home care organization, doesn't want you to know. And so I remember asking my mom, why is this guy screaming at me on the TV not to put butter on a burn?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it was an old home remedy. And so as a kid, I thought this guy was like, wow, he knows all these new home remedies. That's really cool. Like, I thought he was really cool. I was like, wow, he knows a lot.
I think my first memory of something, I like an image of him, I think that will always be burned in my mind. Is going to be like seeing his book like stacked next to like a cash register and like always seeing that like deceptively handsomely airbrushed photo, like staring back at you, know, just like
if you look up his photo images of his book covers, they're so fake. It's like where there's like a bunch of fonts and it looks like it literally was like cut out by paper and posted together. And the guy has a book on kind of everything, like 100 ways to get your money out of the government, 100 ways to lose weight, this and that. And as Maggie was saying before, that he starts his infomercial like it's a talk show.
Yeah.
So you'll be watching Sally Jesse Raphael, and then all of a sudden it would cut to commercial, and you're watching this, and he's being interviewed, and he's like, you know what? Thanks so much for interviewing me. So
and these infomercials build like this false reality where like the people know who this like fake talk show host is,
and that he should be someone of value that like you would have a Larry King would have somebody on that is famous, and so he's kind of geniusly putting himself in that. The famous seat or the celebrity seat he's selling his
book.
And
it's always some kind of like blonde woman that kind of just acts as like an empty vessel that just absorbs everything he said. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me read some of his notorious products. He's
Mega
Memory. He's Mega Memory. Mm-hmm. He's non-surgical facelift. He is the weight loss cure they don't want you to know about. Natural cures they don't want you to know about.
The actual cure for weight loss turned out to be like colonics and then injections of a special hormone that only pregnant women. Like it was just like.
That's creepy.
But it was billed as something you could do at home.
Well, yeah. And on his interview, when he was talking about the weight loss, he goes, in the past few years, I have talked to 5,000 doctors. And we were like, I was watching with my husband. And we were like, you haven't talked to 5,000 doctors. And so, it's this guy and he just. And he basically is saying, like, I was unhealthy, all these things, and now I'm busting and I'm feeling filled with life and vitality and I've lost weight in this way. And you can tell he's just getting off on being an infomercial salesman. Like, I don't think there's any health. His body, he doesn't look healthy. His skin's kind of, like, pale.
Yeah, I mean, he went out of this way to create this false reality in through these infomercials where he's an expert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of, like, makes me think a lot about, like, Tony Robbins now and, like, what's coming... So he just kind of built this weird thing. So he has these kind of train of millennia's always on his side.
Yeah.
And it's just like there was like a kind of a tell with him. Like he got ambushed in I think Switzerland a while. I think Nightline ambushed him in Switzerland like before he went to prison. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
He's in prison.
Sorry, Sue. He's in prison.
Excuse me. Are you Kevin Trudeau?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, I can't believe it. I watch you on TV all the time.
Wow, look at this. Who do we have here?
I'm Bill Weir from ABC News. How are you?
How are you?
We have been looking high and low for this deposed king of the infomercial ever since the federal government accused him of skipping out on the $37 million he owes, a huge sum he's been ordered to pay for misleading claims about his weight loss book. Now, he says he can't pay because he's broke. But here in one of the best neighborhoods in Switzerland, it appears that poverty really agrees with Kevin Trudeau.
You're looking very dapper. What are you doing in Zurich?
I live here. What are you doing in Zurich?
Looking for you.
Of course you
actually,
are.
Actually,
Well, I'm really not interested in talking with ambush reporters.
I got a couple questions.
But he was ordered because of the deceptive claims he made with his weight loss products to pay back like $37 million. Dollars in damages, so he kind of just started hiding all this money in these shell accounts and kind of cried poor.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, he's like has like several residences all over the world, like in like Switzerland. And at one point he's walking down the street and the Nightline like journalist just shouts his name out and he turns around and you see this like light in his eyes. Like he's so happy to be recognized. Yes. And like he kind of
celebrity. He's always
like he's
to
a
be.
Moth like kind of running to a flame. Like he really loved that he like built himself as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he kind of the way he started kind of brilliantly maneuvered, you know, and kind of morphed and reinvented. It's like. You could have just applied this effort and like cleverness to something legitimate.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you.
It really bothers me too because he is like New York Times bestseller. He yeah. sold thousands and thousands of books. And
but you think about it because like he, a lot of his customers were like desperate people. Like their cancer like treatment was failing, and mm-hmm. he's like peddling this narrative that like no, your doctor's actually giving you cancer, and I can yes. you know if you just like follow this diet, I can. Like, it's he just said, so insidious.
Oh, he had claims that AIDS was fake. And,
yeah,
I
just
mean,
like
you,
a lot of outrageous that could never, was never supported by anything. But he would always, like, kind of half mention a study at a university, but the study would turn out to never exist.
Never existed, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
So he was born in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I think he graduated high school in 1981. And
he's currently
I think
56 years old.
His class, I'm just doing it. His classmates voted him, I think, most likely to succeed.
Yes. After high school, he became a used car salesman.
And then he moved on to like motivational speaking, right? Did he?
Well, then he joined.
Oh, no. He started that pyramid scheme.
Yes.
Like he really covers all the scams.
No, guys, he's done it all. Okay. So in 1990, he pleaded guilty to depositing $80,000 in worthless checks, impersonating a physician. But he pleaded guilty on 11 counts of credit card fraud. Mm-hmm. He joined a multi-level marketing firm, Nutrition for Life.
He's such a pioneer.
He really did
such a pioneer.
Yeah. Like he just jumped on any availability and was like, I'm going to get in on this, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so he produced and appeared in those infomercials. So the infomercials was his producing, his idea, his yeah. design.
Yeah, it's this wish fulfillment world. Like the, mm-hmm. it's like this crazy view into this guy's psyche. Like
one of the dietary supplements is coral calcium, mm-hmm. which is calcium from coral, like coral mm-hmm. reefs. You should not be taking that. Those are endangered coral reefs. But it's something he says that they don't want you to know about.
That so like. If I recall correctly, the FTC got mm-hmm. him on the pyramid scheme, right?
The FTC yeah. got him a bunch. There was yeah. a ton of times they came after him, but that actually
there
didn't
stop him.
There
must be like
him.
A revolving door for his lawyers at the FTC. Like,
oh boy, here we go again.
Like, I know.
I mean, basically the pattern here is he runs a scam, he gets fined, so then he runs another scam to pay off. Where he makes more money to pay off that last fine. Like, it's just kind of this weird
so he's scamming,
kind of hamster wheel yeah, he's on.
He's yeah. scamming great. And then in 2004 yeah. is when he starts his books. Mm-hmm. And starting his books is when he starts those infomercial shows. And he really just creates a book for anything that'll ail you.
And he's, like, basically just writing a book that serves the function. It's like a literary infomercial because, yes. like the FTC has now banned him from selling products. But he can now sell these books because he's protected under the First Amendment. And as long as what he's pushing in the book isn't, you know, untrue or too closely related to, like, market, like a marketing, then it's fine. But then, guess what? The FTC found a lot of untrue things.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just stop? Like this, he sounds so much like my old boss where it's like he just keeps mm-hmm. running these scams to pay off the last scam mm-hmm. and thinking mm-hmm. that he's going to beat it and get ahead on this hamster wheel. It's crazy. It's just like, ugh.
And it's a lot of fame. Like we've had this with almost all of our scam artists. Mm-hmm. They really want to be famous. They'll yeah. hire a documentarian, I can't say the word. Is it documentarian or documentarian? Yeah. To follow them around. Because mm-hmm. this guy, Kevin, was interviewed by CNN, NBC's Today Show, CBS The Early Show. Like, he mm-hmm. wanted that fame. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what really keeps them going.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Also, he has, he with a lot of on his website, it says like go to kevintrudeau.com and mm-hmm. he'll have these testimonials from people mm-hmm. that'll say like, you know, he changed my life. I lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, he's like a Tony Robbins, but yes. like way more slimy.
Well, Tony Robbins, it keeps changing up his game.
Yeah. Okay, so here's something else you should probably know about Kevin Trudeau. Is like, so his books were kind of like the sleeper con too.
Were how like, do you mean?
Okay, so he would try to get around what the FTC could tell him he could say in his like, in his books by like then like saying the reader, like, I can only tell you this really important thing that will prevent cancer or whatever if you buy this membership to my website, and then I can talk about the brands that are poisoning you. Like, just insidious. Like,
yeah. But honestly, though, what I want to know
is like there was like a $499, you know, like dollar entrance fee, like lifetime, like membership to get all of this, you know, this famous nutritionist secret.
But I want to know, like, what separates him from, it's only like in retrospect that we see this, you know?
Yeah.
So we know that coral calcium is bizarre, but like there's all kinds of other shit that we consume that is just mm-hmm. as bizarre, but we don't think it's a scam. So we only think it's a scam in retro. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some weird things we consume are effective. Like science will say, yeah, this is effective.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but some of it, you know, you can actually point to an actual study and it won't be made up. But
well, I think what's really interesting about Kevin Trudeau.
But I guess I know what you're saying. Like, is he kind of like a forefather to like Goop?
Yeah, you know that's what I'm saying. Like moon juice. Yeah, I'm thinking of moon juice.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you heard of this, Katie?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Moon Juice is the store. They have a store in LA that like sells dust.
No.
And it's like $50 for like a dust. And then they sell like facial oils and things, and their facial oils for like a little thing like that are $175, and they don't have any prices on them. And the dust is like mushroom powder that's supposed to like improve your sex life and things like that. Ugh. So this is the kind of thing. It's like, well,
Yeah, absolutely. Like he's kind of I think he probably opened the door for a lot of the wellness industry.
Yeah.
Like the kind of con art, you know.
Yeah. He's like a wellness pioneer. Like, who's your guru? If your guru is Gwyneth Paltrow, you're going to eat dust.
Mm-hmm. I think the most interesting thing that separates Kevin, that he is sort of a gatekeeper, is that he created fun, like, created, produced, and did his own infomercials that was what was sneaky, was mm-hmm. the way he was selling things. Like, he's sort of like a peddler like anybody else. Everybody can sell a million things. You know, like, Billy McFarlane was in a ton of different schemes and stuff. But mm-hmm. he was one of the guys that sort of almost like religiously like jumped in on his mm-hmm. own bandwagon.
Yeah.
Tricked the viewer with TV and wasn't upfront about it in an infomercial. Acted like he was earnestly just having to supply the viewer with like, I don't know.
Yeah, he just created this whole fictional world he was putting on television where he's like, he's kind of creating this like fake reality that supports the idea that he's an expert or someone anyone should listen to about anything.
Yeah, I think that's what the most interesting thing with him is.
Yeah. And like, how much culpability do TV, you know, TV networks have for selling this kind of ad space?
Yeah.
Well, it was also like very new. It was like before, there's only a couple infomercials out there and there's always some sort of like pie slicer or wrench or cupcake.
Like a tooth whitener.
Yes. Yeah. And then he was to tell you, he came out to say like, this is wellness. You know, it was before the bloggers.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
before the social media stars. And he.
And he looks like an accountant. Like he doesn't look like anyone that would.
The suit doesn't fit very well. He's kind of pudgy. But he also sort of looks like somebody from your neighborhood who's earnestly like, and he comes at it this way of, guys, I finally figured the cure. And let me tell you, and all of the titles of his books are stuff like that they don't want you to hear about, that they're afraid you'll take. Like he's
exploiting people's very legitimate concern that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't always act ethically and, you know.
Well, yeah, and also the they, he puts in quotes, is we don't know who that is. So whoever the reader is, whoever you have a bone to pick, you're like, you know what? Yeah, screw the dairy industry. Like it doesn't matter. The reader fills in themselves. So he does sort of create this opportunity for you to get equally angry about whatever.
Well, I enjoy this just like in my head, just saying that they, like anything in scare quotes really sarcastically. Of course they don't.
Yeah, like don't want you to know he's about. The original DJ Khaled with this. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to, but I think this
I
is.
I think I made that connection on the way over.
Yes, it's so DJ Khaled. But this is emblematic of like something in our culture which needs to go, where we just implicitly trust these white,
very confident people just because they're confident in what they say.
But especially white men, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's that it's like they're playing the role of the teacher. I think all people, after you leave school, you're sort of in this no man's land, like this weird waiting pool where you're just trying to find the next thing to put you in the right direction. And I desperately think I've experienced this, is that people still want to be parented. They don't want to be told what to do, but they want to be advised.
Yeah.
They want someone to say, look, I'm going to find a way to make your life easier. Here's the solution. And you can be parented in different ways. You can be parented by joining a health club and the trainer, personal trainer, you ask them to help you work out. Or you can be parented by getting online and looking at Goop every morning or looking at what the Kardashian, what their affirmations are saying. So I do think that people are, if they don't have a religion and that's not doing it for him, you do want something to sort of hold on to sometimes, or to occupy you and entertain you. And
I just think it just targets very vulnerable. It's designed to just target very vulnerable people.
And he jumped on that early, like in the 80s and 90s, where people really needed that.
Yeah.
He was convicted.
He's been into jail so many times.
Yeah. But now he's been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
He gets out in 2022. So I'm sad he's going to miss out on the election. I want to know who he was going to come out for.
I mean, he's bound to be somebody's running mate.
Yeah. Convicted by a federal jury of criminal contempt for lying in several infomercials about the contents of his hip book, The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About.
When he was like, before he went to prison, like ABC, I guess like Nightline or whoever popped him for, like running this kind of weird fake networking scam in Europe, where he like purported to know like this like underground cabal of all these influencers and famous people and captains of industry, and was like kind of quietly selling you access for $1,000. You can come hang out with them and pick
that's
your
Billy
brain.
Billy McFarland did of the Millionaire's Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Billy McFarland.
Gosh, Trudeau is such a trailblazer. People really are just ripping him off.
Truly. So it looks like that is called the GIN Network, which stands for Global Information Network. So I will say about the GIN Network, there is an active website for the GIN Network called globalinfonetwork.ca, which is Canada, which is very convenient for him, convenient place for him to be hosting this because it's not in America and he's in American jail. The GIN Network is still active while he's in jail. And it says the initiation cost is $495 USD. And then it costs $150 USD per month to maintain. And it says if I cannot, I'm looking at the FAQ, if I cannot afford the $4.95 initial startup fee at this time, can I still join? And it says you can join for free. If you refer two people who become full members, you will earn enough to pay for your own initial membership fee. That is a pyramid scheme. When you are making money on people joining, it's a pyramid scheme, ladies and gentlemen. So he still has this shit up and running. So I found what appears to be the American version of Gin, a website hosted in the US. It is ginunited.com. And then I found their Gin store, which is the ginstore.com. And you know I love to shop. There's some amazing things in here. There are all of Kevin Trudeau's books in here. The Success Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About, Kevin Trudeau's Mega Memory, How to Create a Perpetual Money-Making Machine, Infomercial Secrets Revealed. That one's on sale for only $797. I mean, so they have the books. They have some gin jewelry, like tie bars and shit like that. It looks like they're trying to be the Masons, like, you know, they have some rings with triangular shapes on them, some ugly earrings. There's some water filtration systems, a $600 juicer. It looks like, what is this? Something called EMF, EMR. I'm guessing that's electromagnetic frequencies. It's some more ugly jewelry to reduce what I'm guessing is electromagnetic frequencies, which are real things, like, you know, radiation from like your cell phone and 5G and shit like that. But this is just like some ugly jewelry. He has his rebounder, which is something that he's advocated for a long time, and that is a trampoline, $365. Magnetico Super Sleep Systems, which it looks like it's a pad that you put under your bed. And it's $1,800. I don't know. It improves your body performance. It's a special sleep pad. It's $1,800. This guy is a fucking con man, like a classic con man. It's really crazy. So that stuff is available and it's still being sold. I'm sure it's not being sold in his name, but it's still a thing. Oh my God. Oh my God. KevinTrudeau.com. Kevin Trudeau writes to President Trump.
No.
Free Kevin Trudeau.
No.
Kevin Trudeau writes to President Trump on behalf of Kevin Trudeau.
Yes. Okay.
This is the ultimate game recognized game.
Yes, it is game recognized game. Dear Mr. President-elect, this is Kevin Trudeau. You may remember I wrote you several letters when you first announced your run for president, offering my support. I have always been one of your biggest supporters and fans. I'm currently serving
an
egregious...
Who cares? You're in jail.
What?
Who cares? You're in jail for fraud.
No, listen to this. I'm currently serving an egregious 10-year federal prison sentence for contempt of court, in quotes, simply because I went on TV
contempt
and talked about...
Contempt of court?
And talked about one of my New York Times best-selling books. This is the longest prison sentence ever imposed for contempt. Contempt is not a felony and not even a misdemeanor. Contempt is not an inherent crime. I was held in contempt because I said Dr. Simmons' HCG weight loss protocol I described in one of my books was easy. I am serving, and this is bolded, I am serving 10 years in federal prison because I said the word easy on TV when I promoted my book.
I feel like maybe it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, maybe it's just
and that's
not
all he's
about
from
that,
it.
You idiot.
Maybe he's cherry picking some.
So if you go to his website, there's multiple things. It's like number one, tweet to Trump. Number two, post on Facebook. Number three, print and mail this letter to Trump. This is crazy.
Like, who is doing that? Like, it's like, oh, we got to get him out.
Yeah, I'm on Team Trudeau. I got to get him out.
I mean,
he's like
God. Okay, also like his.
These people think they're like Amnesty International. Okay?
They do. Like, they honestly believe that they are these like heroes.
Like, it's interesting, like, how you can kind of see these parallels in like Alex Jones of like, I'm telling you the thing that the harmful powers that be, like, Well, you know, just building your whole empire and then selling them, like, in, you know, just like fake brain pills. And I think there was a Nightline segment where a cancer patient just talked about getting, you know, just like, hey, I'm in a desperate place. Like, I'm going to at least try this. And just like how awful and exploitative that is.
Yeah, that's so exploitative.
And it's kind of weird, is like for a while he was doing it in jail because there's an LLC in California that was still like selling his infomercials to
And he had attended many different businesses, so he could still operate from jail.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. Like I think the vision I kind of had for him in jail was to kind of become a scam preacher.
In the Washington Post, it said, in prison on the West Coast, Trudeau hooked up with fellow inmate named Jules Lieb, who was in for an attempted distribution of cocaine. Mm-hmm. He gave Lieb some self-help books. When they got out, they went into business together, making infomercials and selling health products as distributors for an Anway-type multi-level marketing company called Nutrition for Life. Mm-hmm. Right away, the trouble started. Okay, so a former president of Nutrition for Life remembers Trudeau listening to motivational tapes incessantly.
Oh, boy.
He said, David Bertrand said that Trudeau was brilliant and one of the best salespeople I've ever known.
Yeah, no shit.
And recalls that in 1996, the company nearly tripled its sales in a large part because of Trudeau. The man could sell because he seemed to really believe in what he was saying.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the...
Okay. In 1998, Trudeau paid $500,000 to settle in the FTC complaint that several infomercials he helped create were false and misleading. So he did pay for some of his crimes,
but he owes $37 million yeah. and like is pretending to be broke.
Yeah,
and like he hid his money in shell companies, I guess, and then but like there's an LLC run out of California that still sells his ads, and that money I think is diverted to like pay the restitution, the $37 million. So it's just like, wow, you are still just conning, right? Like I don't know how effective it is, but it's like.
And some people post angry reviews on, according to the Washington Post article, people are posting angry reviews on Amazon saying they feel ripped off and gullible for buying the book Natural Cures. That's interesting. We should read some Amazon reviews.
Yeah, the Amazon reviews are pretty good.
It looks like the Amazon reviews are mixed. So I'm seeing a lot of 5 stars here. One says, this book is so good that my nephew stole it from my house and won't give it back. I also ordered one for my sister, who is grateful for the info it contained. I feel sorry for the author because his books are being suppressed by Big Pharma and Big Agra, in quotes, and the famous FDA. If you read it and do a little research about what he writes, you will be pissed off. I promise you that. And that's a 5-star. Another 5-star, it says, it's unfortunate that this author had to go to jail. I read this book cover to cover and have tried just a few of the procedures. All that I tried worked and worked very well. One with 4 stars, it says, quality as expected. And the comment is a gift. One with 5 stars, it says, awesome in big letters. And it says, this book is friggin' amazing, worth every red cent to educate yourself. I'm only a little over 1/5 the book, and I absolutely love it. I highly recommend giving this book a try. See, lots of 5 stars. Here's a 1-star. This product is fraud. Bought it because mom insisted. It's my, and I'm being sarcastic from here on, understanding that functional natural cures to dehydration are opposed by all major bottlers of soft drinks. Okay. I don't know. These people are saying it's real and it helped them.
Thank you for bringing us this insane scammer, Maggie.
This is great. So yeah, this is our original Goop. And I'm just impressed that he was quite the TV producer.
I mean, I just can't like, I mean, the thing that like impresses me the most is that he just kind of approached everything with the authority of an expert. Like he's a memory brain genius. Mm-hmm. He's also a diet genius.
That was how
he's also a motivational speaker. He's also a genius at this. Like usually those geniuses just pick one things to be genius.
He's an overarching genius.
But he's a master in literally everything.
Guys,
he
Gwyneth
hears of.
Is a genius.
What are you going
to do? That's how you do it. Well, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Guys, I had so much fun.
I love talking about infomercials.
Where can people find you, Maggie, and find your work?
So I write spin.com. You can find me. And you can also follow me at Maggie Sirota on Twitter.
Yay.
And donate to me at Maggie Sirota at Venmo. No,
Venmo. There you go.
I mean, I'm kidding, but I'm also not kidding.
But hey, why not? Plug it. Guys, thank you again. So as you know, we love your phone calls. We love your emails. You can always call us on our Hot Tip Hotline at 347-509-9414.
Yeah, you can always email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com. We've asked for your scams and you flooded us with them and we're very grateful.
We love your scams.
We don't respond.
Oh man, people are calling. That's so awesome.
And there we're getting DMs. We love
your communication. And if you like the podcast, just go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and rate and review us. If you don't like the podcast, like keep it to yourself. If you want to comment on the sound of my voice, like just keep that.
We get it.
I get it. I'm a woman with a voice.
We love you, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's Sue. Just kidding. We are actually going to be off next week. I'm traveling to New York. Oh, can you hear my cat? I'm traveling to New York, and I'm going to meet up with Caitlin and our producer, Kate, and we're going to record some really special episodes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? We're going to take a week off, and I hope that's cool, because we need to. So enjoy our catalog of old stuff, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.